I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. Germany recently decided to shut down its 17 nuclear power plants by the year 2022. It's an ambitious timetable, but even more ambitious is the country's plan to replace that energy, more than 20% of Germany's current supply, with renewable sources such as wind and solar power. If the plan works, and that's a big if, within 40 years, Germany will get 80% of its power from renewables, the world's Jerry Hatton reports.
The blades on this 300-foot-tall wind turbine spin over farmlands outside the northern German town of Brunsbüttel. Hundreds more stand out against the skyline, and more are being erected every day onshore and at huge wind farms at sea. Germany is living a wind boom. It's already helped push renewables to 17% of the country's total energy supply. And many here hope that's just the beginning.
We have the official government goal, which is to reach 35% by 2020 and 80% by 2050.
Jan Espins heads a renewable energy consortium in nearby Hamburg. He says investment in renewables was strong before Germany decided to phase out nuclear power, and it needs to be even stronger now.
We need to double it within 8 or 9 years.
To do that and to meet its longer-term goals, Germany will have to make tough decisions and costly investments. To start with, Espins says, the government needs to do more to encourage investment in renewables. He says the country will also have to make big changes in its electricity infrastructure, that is, the cables and towers needed to transport all that new power.
So we have new power capacity in the north of Germany, and we have our basic load center in the south. So we need to transport the electricity from the north to the south, and we will definitely need more grid capacity. And I think the basic question is, how fast can we do that?
It's a matter of feasibility and money. Beefing up Germany's power grid will cost well over $100 billion. But it's also a matter of public acceptance. Werner Beber, a professor at the University of Hamburg who studies renewable energy, says Germans love the idea of renewable energy. What they dislike are things like power lines.
For example, they are building one grid to bring the electricity from the offshore wind farms through southern Germany. And there are 8,000 lawsuits against that. Yeah.
There's even resistance to the wind turbines themselves. They're a blight on the landscape, some people say. Others worry they kill birds. And a growing number of people claim they can make you sick. Those blades you heard whooshing away near the town of Brunsbüttel, that wind turbine stands about 350 yards from the home of Marco Bernardi and his wife, Jutta Reichardt. On a recent day, Bernardi points a decibel meter at the turbine.
We're standing here in front of our property with an A-rated measurement of 48, 45 decibel. And when I change to the C-rated measurement...
Bernardi says C-rated measurements register sound so low, we can't hear them. Set to C, Bernardi's decibel meter spikes.
We went up to 72, 76 decibel. I think this is the evidence that these turbines emit a low-frequency sound.
Bernardi and his wife claim those low-frequency sound waves have destroyed their health. They blame the turbine for a host of medical problems, from irregular heartbeats to lymphoma. Most studies of the health impact of wind turbines have found no effects other than occasional stress and anxiety, certainly nothing like cancer. But Bernardi and Reichardt don't believe those studies, and they've joined with others across Europe to fight the industry. They say they support the decision to shut down nuclear power, but instead of renewables like wind, they want Germany to focus on what they feel could be a safer energy option, new, cleaner coal-fired power plants. Some new coal plants are in the mix in Germany, like this one being built in Hamburg. Backers of coal say that whatever the benefits or costs of wind and solar, coal offers something that renewables can't: consistency. Stefan Kleinmeier, a spokesman for the energy giant Vattenfall, says that's vital for an industrial country like Germany.
For the region of Hamburg, we have 12 minutes of power outage each year, which is one of the reasons why companies who rely on constant power supply come to Germany. And politicians have to keep that in mind.
But politicians also know that coal power is nearly as controversial as nuclear, even with the latest environmental controls. So the German government will have to strike a delicate balance between tried and true but polluting sources like coal and cleaner new ones that have never been used on a massive scale. But environmentalists say it's a false choice and that renewable energy can be just as reliable as coal. Christoph von Liefen of Greenpeace says the key is that new energy grid we heard about earlier.
Germany needs smart grids. We need grids where the possibility of an exchange and of distribution is much better than nowadays. If we do have this, we don't need so much big power plants. We need a lot of power plants in different types.
Some experts doubt that smart grids will answer the reliability question. But one thing everyone agrees could help Germany meet its post-nuclear energy challenge is reducing consumption. And on that front, Germany is already a leader. Here in Hamburg, workers are finishing up a so-called passive house. There are already about 10,000 of these super-insulated homes in Germany. They consume almost no energy, says architect Kirsten Räumschüssen. She says a passive home loses so little heat that it doesn't need active heating. Most of its warmth comes from the sun, from the body heat of the inhabitants, and from household appliances. Germany's Green Party says the country could cut energy consumption by 30% through passive homes and other simple technologies and changes in behavior. That would go a long way toward easing Germany's transition away from nuclear power. And despite the challenges, energy analyst Werner Beber is optimistic the transition will be smooth and relatively quick. He says you only have to look at the booming renewable energy business to see why.
The average growing rate per year is about 20% in employees and revenue. That's great.
Great, he says, because one day Germany could become the first industrialized country to rely almost entirely on clean energy. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon, Hamburg, Germany.
Jerry's got a few extra tidbits online from his trip to Germany. It includes a blog posted today about why some Germans aren't too happy that their nearby nuclear plant was shut down. One reason, the Elbe River is once again too cold to swim in. Part one of Jerry's series on nuclear power in Germany is online as well. You can catch it all at theworld.org.